This is what justice feels like. Gut-wrenching relief and exhaustion. It's not sweet or satisfying. It's necessary, important, even historic. Those are the words of Philonise Floyd, writing in the Irish Independent about the guilty verdict in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd, the writer's brother. Philonise says that only with the passage of time will we know if the verdict is the start of something that will truly change America and the experience of black Americans. The Irish Times, in an editorial, comments that the conviction was hard won and depended on vivid eyewitness testimony, including visual recording and the evidence of fellow police officers. Other prosecutions will find it a high evidential bar to reach. And the paper notes that even in the last days of the trial, two more black youths died at police hands. The paper's lead stories bring happier news. A return to foreign sun holidays is likely before the end of the summer, according to the Irish Examiner, based on government hints. There is a similar message in The Independent, which reports that ministers believe that EU-wide digital green certificates could allow people in Ireland who are vaccinated to take holidays in other EU countries before the end of the summer. Vacation once again, says the Irish Sun. Let us play, says the Irish Daily Mirror headline, over a report that church services such as Mass and some sports are to get the green light from the government next month. The Irish Daily Mail calls it the slow return to freedom. A tentative easing of restrictions will see click and collect, hairdressers and religious services return next month, the paper says. As for next week, the Times reports that the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be in use by then. Delivery of the single-dose vaccine would, the paper says, be a significant boost to the inoculation programme. The Irish News reports that a file relating to two police officers involved in the controversial arrest at a commemoration in February has been sent to prosecutors. The memorial was for the five people killed when a UDA gunman burst into Sean Graham Bookmakers in Belfast in 1992. The man arrested, Mark Sykes, was wounded in the attack. The Independent marks Earth Day with a spread on pages 2 and 3. Caroline O'Doherty sets out five important environmental challenges which Ireland is facing and suggests five steps we could all take to protect the planet. She also reports that as the Climate Action Minister, Eamon Ryan, presented the climate bill in the Dáil, he was heckled repeatedly by rural independent TDs who accused him of trying to wipe out farming, destroy rural Ireland, and obscure the true cost of climate action.